I would like to conduct our intervention in Spanish, if that's possible.
Yeah, this is possible.
Thank you. De la delegación de la
From the delegation of Paraguay, we have participated in this process very enthusiastically as members of the UN, as UN member, consistent with the documents and resolutions that we have signed up to in that regard. We have participated in incorporated instruments that historically have promoted international cooperation in on transboundary waters and integrated water management. As an example of mechanisms of that kind in which we participate actively in, the regarding agreements on transfrontier surface waters in treaties that govern its joint management, joint comprehensive management. One of the most relevant examples in the region is at the La Plata Basin. Then we have mechanisms that reflect the principles of the La Plata Basin treaty. Then there's the Rio Pilcomayo, the River Apa. Now, a common denominator here are the rational and use of water and the emphasis on not creating any damage, exchange of information, creating an institutional framework for implementation of the agreements, and also promoting the sustainable integrated management of waters that we share with our neighbors. In terms of subterranean waters, subsoil waters, we'll work on the basis of the UN resolution on aquifers that we have participated. We're signatories in that respect, which is the agreement on the Guarani Aquifer. We're a party to that, which moreover has international cooperation with the project that's currently being implemented to strengthen national priorities and to jointly manage that resource. All this reflects the interest of Paraguay and the countries of the region who we share these hydro resources, since the La Plata Basin covers an area of 3,700,000 square kilometers, a population of over 110,000 live around its waters, which make it one of the biggest of its kind in the Americas and the fifth biggest basin in the world in terms of its surface area. It has huge ecological value, but it's also exposed to impacts to the realities of things of climate change also. In turn, as to subterranean waters, the Guarani Agreement, it concerns the third biggest aquifer at world level. And this all reflects the commitment of our states, which in exercising our sovereignty have reached these systems of joint management through these agreements that reflect the principles of joint integrated management of hydro resources. And they really embody it. Paraguay, in terms of its participation in this mechanism, we are very keen to exchange experience, best practices, knowledge regarding the implementation of mechanisms of this kind. For us, strengthening regional mechanisms through exchange of cooperation, lessons learnt in implementation is crucial. We're very active and we rely on hydro resources similarly, at a fairly similar level. And this relevance is all the more important in the times that we're going through, given the current hydrometeorological situations, one of the most serious ever registered in the region ever. So I think it's very relevant in that respect to look to accede to the convention, and it's being studied. It's very important for us, for everyone to participate in order to help to try and contribute inputs into this analysis. In particular, we want to thank the Secretariat very much. They've always supported the participation of our specialists. Exchange of knowledge, knowledge sharing is always very important in that regard. And we'd like to very much commend the representatives of the Secretariat, and I hope in cooperating like this between ourselves and our side and with the Secretariat, we hope to be able to continue cooperating as countries that have assumed commitments on this shared resource, one that is so strategic and one that's so relevant. Thank you.